Welcome to the next in the series of podcasts from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography, published by Oxford University Press. Once you've listened to this life of former slave Fanny Coker, why not visit the dictionary online at www.oxforddnb.com? The Oxford Dictionary of National Biography includes entries on more than 55,000 men and women who've shaped all walks of British life from the 4th century BC to the 21st century. Frances Coker, 1767 to 1820, Freed Slave and Servant, written by Christine Eichelman. Frances, or Fanny, Coker was born on the 26th of August, 1767, on Mount Travers Plantation, Nevis, in the West Indies, the first of five children of Black Polly. Her mother was probably enslaved in Nigeria, aged about 12, and was the only girl in the first group of nine child slaves purchased by the merchant and planter John Pinney in January 1765 on St. Kitts. He earmarked Black Polly as a seamstress and for house service. Her daughter, Fanny, was described as a mulatto, and her father is believed to have been Pinney's married plantation manager, William Coker. Between 1775 and 1780, Fanny was first trained as a seamstress, then schooled by Mary Keep with two of Pinney's children. Mary Keep was probably a mason's wife, who may have also instructed Fanny in domestic duties and those of a maidservant. Fanny Coker was manumitted, or set free, by John Pinney on the 15th of September, 1778, one of the very few slaves whom he freed for reasons other than old age or illness. She remained in service as the maid of Pinney's wife, Jane, and sailed to England in July 1783 with the family and their slave manservant, Perrow. Fanny left behind her mother, her 10-year-old half-brother, Billy Jones, claimed by Black Polly to have been Pinney's son, and her half-sister, Hetty, aged 2. After staying a few months in London and at William Coker's family home, Woodcuts, in Dorset, the Pinneys moved to Bristol and from 1791 lived at 7 Great George Street, which is now Bristol's Georgian House Museum. Fanny was one of several servants in the household, and when Jane Pinney became pregnant, she also undertook duties as a nursemaid. Having been baptised as a child on Nevis in the Anglican Church, Fanny became a member of the Broadmead Baptist Church, Bristol. On the 10th of March, 1789, she was accepted as a candidate for baptism in the Broadmead Church, when she was described as the descendant of African ancestors, who gave a most intelligent and pleasing account of the work of God upon her soul. She was probably rebaptized on the 4th of August, 1789. In the same year, Fanny initially refused to accompany Jane Pinney on a short trip to Nevis in the West Indies, but threatened with dismissal, she sailed with her mistress from Bristol in November. Although John Pinney railed against what he described as Fanny's ungrateful conduct, unaccountable behaviour and cruelty, 4 months later, she and Perrow were the only servants retained when Pinney, with Perrow, also left for Nevis. On her visit, Fanny saw for the first time her 5-year-old half-brother, Cabenna, and her 2-year-old half-sister, Molly. In the 1790s, they and Hetty became field slaves, but Hetty later progressed to house slave. Billy was apprenticed to a cooper. Throughout her life, Fanny retained her contacts with Nevis. She wrote letters and sent presents and trading goods to her mother and cooper's equipment to Billy. Presumably, she had friends among the many black Nevisians brought to England as servants and enjoyed the company of the freed slaves Kate Coker and Polly Weeks on their visits to Bristol in 1785 and 1810 to 11, respectively. Fanny frequently accompanied Jane Pinney on her visits to London, Weymouth, Sherborne and Exeter. She received a regular wage. In about 1800, this was £3 per quarter with washing, or £2.10 without washing, and paid a tithe to the Baptist Church. As early as 1802, John Pinney invested money on her behalf, and on his death he left her an annuity, provided she remained in his widow's service. After a short illness, Fanny Coker died childless and unmarried on the 12th of April, 1820. According to the Baptist records, she had lived honourably and died comfortably. She was buried 5 days later in the Baptist burial ground, Red Cross Street, Bristol. In 1926, its graves were moved to Greenbank Cemetery, Bristol, where a memorial marks the reinterment. In her will, she left £80, a metal watch, clothes, and other goods to her immediate family on Nevis. Her best tea chest was bequeathed to her fellow servant, Anne Seymour, and she provided £5 for the Baptist Missionary Society. Although her brother, Billy Jones, died before she did, Fanny was survived by her mother, her other siblings, and 14 nephews and nieces. Fanny Coker's fellow slave-cum-servant, Pero, also lived with the Pinney family until his death in 1798. As part of Bristol's growing awareness of its past links with slavery, in 1999, a new footbridge in Bristol's harbourside was named after Pero to commemorate those enslaved by the city's merchant and planter community. Having listened to this life of Fanny Coker, why not visit the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography online at www.oxforddnb.com and learn about other people from the past. As well as more podcasts, you'll find biographies of thousands of interesting people who've shaped every aspect of British history.